Some of you right now, you're in the worst pain you've ever been in. Your marriage is falling apart. Your family is falling apart. That sickness in your life is getting worse. You've failed over and over and over again. And you don't know what you're gonna do now. And you reach a point where you're not sure how you can possibly get out of this mess.
And it's not one thing that breaks you. It's everything. It's everything you've been through. All the years before, compounding together. And just to find out that the things are never gonna stop coming at you, that finally brings you to the point that you say, I'm not sure if I want to get up out of bed today, if all I'm gonna face is another fight.
And this is the point that can either make you or break you. This moment right here can become your biggest turning point for the better, or the moment you lose everything.
The choice is yours of what it becomes. You choose the outcome by your choices. Do you give up or do you get up?
When you're in that hole and surrounded by darkness, you have to remember, this is not the end for you. You can still change your circumstances. It doesn't matter what's happened, how much pain you've endured, who's betrayed you, what's gone wrong. The only thing that matters right now is what are you gonna do about it?
Things are always gonna go wrong in life. That's a part of it. But you have to become more powerful to be able to push through those battles. Things won't get easier, so you gotta get stronger.
You have to find the reasons that make it worth fighting for. Because if you can find a why, you can get through anyhow. If you're doing it for a car or a house, you will quit. But if you're doing it for your family, if you're doing it for your spouse, if you're doing it for what it represents about you, you can make it through anything. And if you can pull yourself together, if you can find a way out of no way, if you can find opportunities where most would see dead ends, if you can find life where others see death, you can make your dreams, your goals, your vision a reality.
When there's a will, there's a way. When you want something bad enough, you'll find a way and you'll stop at nothing to reach it.
I need you to remember that it's always darkest before dawn. I need you to remember that you are still here. You are still alive. And as long as you're still alive, as long as you're still breathing, you have another chance to come back once again.
When life punches you and clobbers you to the ground, it's your job to find the strength, find the intestinal fortitude to pick yourself up and fight back.
Life's not always gonna be easy. Sometimes you gotta fight for what you know you deserve.
It takes believing in an outcome that is in your favor. And make no mistake about it, most people won't see it for you. Most people will tell you to give up. Most people will think you're wasting your time. But you are not most people. You've got to believe in the possibilities for you and your future so strong that it outweighs anyone else's opinions. You need to have something that knocks you to your knees. That's the only way you ever discover what's inside of you.
Life doesn't give you what you want. Life gives you what you'll accept. If you'll accept failure, hardships, disappointment, that's exactly what life's gonna give you. If you wanna win, you gotta show up and demand success and fulfillment and happiness for yourself.
In spite of all those feelings, every day of wanting to give up, of quitting, of throwing in the towel, in spite of all that, it's gonna be your ability to somehow, some way, to muster up the courage to flush that out, to reach down deep and find something inside of you that will allow you to go for it one more time.
Adversity defines true character.
Don't quit. Don't collapse. Don't faint. Don't give in. Either way you go, you gotta fight.
All of us, we got the same ending. We're gonna die. So if you know you're gonna die, why are you playing it safe? I'm gonna build something. I'm gonna make something happen. I am not gonna live and die and not leave anything in the earth as a sign that I was here. I'm gonna build something. I'm gonna harness this challenge and turn it into my triumph because I will not stop.
There's all kinds of different ways to break. You can break physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and none of those are fun, and all of those are gonna leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or it can be the mark of defeat. When I'm broken, I relish it. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use it. Because if I'm broken, then I just found my limitations. And until I know what my limitations are, how can I push them? How can I get better? Once I feel it, once I see where I was broken, then I can attack that weakness. I can fill in that gap. I can reinforce that breach. If you break, it means it's time to fortify your will to make it stronger. Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity. There's opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better. When you break, you have the opportunity to show the world, the whole world, what you are really made of. The fight isn't over. The fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered, and you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
We all have two voices in our mind. We have that one voice, that voice that we love to hear, that tells you to stay in bed, to take it easy, telling you not to push yourself too hard, to take the day off, just chill today. But there's another voice in your head. It's a voice that we all want to run away from. And it's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you become? What could you become if you worked as hard as you could? What could you become if you disciplined your mind? What could you become if you stopped taking the easy path? What could you become if you decided to force yourself to do more than ever before? You must listen to that voice. Listen to those questions it's asking. That voice is the beast inside you trying to make its way out.
When you want something, don't expect the world to just hand it to you. Life's not gonna give you for free. There's no handouts. No one's coming to say, oh, you want this? Great, we wanna give this to you. No, life isn't like that. But guess what? That's how most people see success. They think of it as if you just do a few things and you instantly become a winner.
They stick to a diet for 3 days and wonder why they're not a fitness model yet. They do a few tasks they gotta do, have 2 meetings, send 5 emails, call 10 people, then have the audacity to say, why am I not running a $10 million company by now? And it's because they don't get what it really takes. It takes doing the things that most people aren't disciplined enough to do day after day after day after day to the best of your ability, doing it better than everybody else. Striving for perfection every single time. It's getting your ass up and working when you don't want to work. It's lifting the weights when all you want to do is lay on the couch. It's focusing on studying when you'd rather be out partying with your friends. And you might hate doing it. It might be the last thing in the world you want to be doing right now. But you've got to do it like you love it. Because that is what discipline is. Don't allow your feelings to take control of your life. You're the one in charge.
At some point, you gotta get tired of losing. And you gotta play angry. You gotta get to the point where you can't relate to lazy people. You don't speak the same language. You gotta execute. You gotta get it done. Because the world treats you different when you get it done.
You gotta start commanding your mind to do the things that it's gonna take to win, no matter how it feels. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Stop spending time looking for excuses. Look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse, where the winner looks for the solution. You gotta look yourself in the face and ask yourself, am I working hard enough? Am I studying hard enough? Am I doing all that I can do? Am I giving it my all? Am I burning the midnight oil every night? Am I pushing myself to my limits? And don't lie to yourself. Be honest. And if the answer is no, you've gotta step up your game and condition yourself to do better. Because all of us can go a little harder. Work a little longer. Try a little more. If we decide to, it's your mind that holds you back. You take control of your mind, you can take control of your world. Stop choosing the easy path, the path of comfort and convenience. All it's gonna lead you to is a life of quality, circumstances, and a lifestyle. Choose the hard path, the path of discipline, the path of hard work, the path of consistency, the path of blood, sweat, and tears, the path of giving the full measure, the path of going the extra mile. That path will lead you to your dreams, to your goals, to everything you've ever wanted, and ultimately, to victory.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they ain't happening. You gotta get real doggish. You gotta get downright funky if you wanna make it. If you wanna be ordinary, you ain't even gotta listen to me. Just go on about your business. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're gonna have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
When you quit, your mind says we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say to you, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind, it says, he's not leaving. So we got to expand. We got to grow. We got to figure this thing out. So then these compartments in your brain, they have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before. When you're in suffer mode and you say, I'm not going to quit. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out. Because he is not going to stop.
Push through pain enough and there's glory on the other side of it. But you gotta get through it.
I realized I was on the right path because it stopped being easy. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm tired as I'm not gonna complain because I asked for this shit. So I'm gonna smile with tired eyes and realize that everything I'm doing on a daily basis is for a reason.
You should fucking quit. You should quit fucking quitting. Any path you take to get where you want to be, if that place is worthwhile to go, it's going to be hard. So quit judging your quitting based upon how hard something is. Because every single path that you could possibly take to get somewhere where you want to be is going to be hard. Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path and making progress. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the bleeding, without the pain without the misery. Nobody. And if you want to be something great, you are going to have to learn to accept the struggle as part of the recipe. Every single day, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get what I want? And if the answer is, whatever the fuck I have to, you'll get there in time.
And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be relentless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out.
Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Because that's all about you. Effort is 100% in the mind. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles.
No excuses. You're an adult now. You're not kids no more. Do it. Go home with no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. Your emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
It's going to be a fight. At some point, you got to go take the life out of it. You got to take that thing out. Like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You got to go get it.
You're setting the example every single day of your life. You have to constantly, oh, that machine. The machine is your mind. You got to keep challenging it every day.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
Life is one big head game. And once you learn to play the head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all. You can start living your life.
And you get so caught up in the outcomes of everything you do that you forget what it's all about. It is practicing. It is eating right. It is training. It is putting in more reps than everyone else. It is grinding longer and getting up earlier than your competitors. Win or lose, you give every single day everything you have. You leave nothing on the table.
It is that process that shapes you and forms you into a beast.
And why so many of you lose is because you think grinding is what you do when the lights are on and it's game time. You think it's what you do when the sun comes up and everyone's eyes are on you. That's not the real grind. The real grind is what you do when nobody's watching, when nobody sees you, when you're running those extra miles, when you're doing those extra reps, when you're pushing yourself to do more than anybody expects of you. It is that level of effort that forms your greatness.
When you can force yourself to do shit that sucks every day of your life, you build mental toughness. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you get up. When you have a deadline for a project to be done, you make sure you get it done. When you know you gotta study, you start studying. That's how you callous your mind. It's gonna be painful, it's gonna be hard, but at the end of all your suffering is the life you want. Embrace the suffering.
No one's coming to help you. It's you against you, period. The water's too cold. The sun's too hot. I'm getting up too early. Why am I doing this to myself? That's what the normal mind says. You gotta start training your mind to think about how the f*** can get through this. Not giving yourself a way out. Creating a wall around all the f*** out in your mind. So then your mind knows this is not gonna give himself a way out of here.
Your new norm becomes getting up every damn morning at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and you suffer. You allow that to become your new lifestyle. Most people try to get away from that. They want the comfort, but you gotta separate yourself from the pack. You have to tell your brain, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer.
When you do this consistently and it becomes your mentality, the shit that used to be hard becomes easy.
You must retrain your mind to think differently when you're in hell.
When something sucks, good. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna strengthen my mind. And it's gonna lead to rare achievements. So bring it.
When you get to that point, that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes.
Use the time you have right now to strengthen your brain. Push yourself to do hard shit. Come out the other side of that challenge as a beast. You gotta start thinking to yourself, I'm the grittiest mother in the world, and I don't need shit to get this done. All I need is the ability to grind my ass off.
Greatness is not something that you have to meet once. It's something that you gotta meet thousands of times in your life. But you don't reach it if you're not continuously in constant pursuit of greatness.
Kobe Bryant never sat there and bragged about how many championships he won. No, he was always up at 3 o'clock in the morning,
practicing every day. Why do you think he was so great? It's not just genetics or talent, it's his ability to force himself to execute, no matter what's going on.
So right now, this is the time to work. You better take the short time you have now and be the best that you can be.
No more waiting, no more procrastinating, no more excuses. We're gonna work! Because when you put in the work, you always get the same consequences. You get paid, you get rewarded.
People have this reoccurring nightmare that there's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them and it's holding them down and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
There are two fundamental attitudes toward life and its sorrows. Those with the first attitude blame the world. Those with the second ask what they could do differently. It's much easier and much more gratifying to your basest desires to blame someone else for your misery.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts. No, we're working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Every day, I demand more from myself than anybody else could humanly expect. I'm not competing with somebody else. I'm competing with what I'm capable of. My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim. Why? Because I owe it to myself. Can't nobody stop me but me.
I know what it's like to wake up every day with a sense of dread, and you don't know how you're going to make it, and you're all alone. And you've got to say to yourself, when you fail again and again, after facing rejection after rejection, many times with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life knocks you down, sometimes you got to take two steps back in order to move forward.
When you're in that darkness, it's very easy to think you're hopeless. It's very easy to believe it's over for you. It's very easy to feel defeated. It's very easy to sit there and hope that something or someone will come and save you. But the truth is, you gotta save yourself.
You can't sit there and wait for the light to come. You've gotta move forward and step your way into the light. That darkness is temporary, and you can fight your way out of it. It only takes willpower.
You think this is it for you? This is far from it. You gotta change your mindset. You gotta start thinking in ways you haven't thought before. You gotta start seeing possibilities for your life you haven't seen before.
You can achieve more than you think you can. You're capable of things that would surprise yourself.
You've gotta start using your mind to find new ways to break through all these roadblocks in front of you. When you have the will, you'll find a way. And there is always a way. You can get through whatever is in front of you. If you decide to.
You just gotta stand for what you believe in and don't let anything turn you around. This is your life. This is your dream. Nobody's gonna fight for what you want more than you. If it's gonna happen, it's up to you to make it happen. If you can focus on finding those ways to win, and stop focusing on the ways you're losing. You can make it.
Everything in your way is just life testing you. Do not fail the test. Rise up and destroy these barriers.
The people who win, the most common trait they have is they find solutions, while the losers find problems.
The winners are relentlessly working to move their lives into a better state of being. They don't care about the facts. They don't care about the odds. All they do is make a plan and execute the plan.
If you change your way of thinking and start seeing the possibilities for you and your current situation, you'll start moving toward victory and away from feeling helpless.
But you have got to affirm to yourself that you have what it takes to get through this. Your mind and spirit need to be aligned in the feeling of certainty that I will not stop until I succeed. I will make it happen. No matter what it takes, that this is nothing but a temporary inconvenience. There is nothing that can stop me from reaching my dream.
Most people won't do that. Most people give up so easily. They never use the real power inside them to do anything great because they can't see those possibilities for their life.
Your vision and your perspective of how you see your life is what dictates what you become. If you only ever see yourself as doing just enough to get by, that's all you'll ever achieve. But if you see yourself doing massive things, living beyond what other people could possibly conceive, that's exactly what you'll get. Where your focus goes, your energy flows.
So when you're going through turbulence on your path to success, you've got to hold that vision firmly in your mind.
Don't allow this negative world to throw you off course. Hold the vision and keep walking toward it.
Your mind is your strongest weapon. It has the ability to adapt to any level of pain or difficulty imaginable. It's up to you to harness its power and use it to create new things for you.
You can become more creative, more intelligent, more unstoppable. It's only a matter of your mind. You control your mind, you control your life.
And when you control your mind, there is nothing out of reach for you. You can be, do, and have whatever you want. The only one who can stop you is you.
Some of you have had a marriage fall apart. Some of you have been disappointed in a dream, in a desire, in a goal, in an ambition. And things just haven't worked out the way you wanted them to. And you're starting maybe to feel sometimes a little hopeless. It'll never change. I'll never change. Nothing's ever going to be any different.
And we rationalize with ourselves to where we automatically stop. That's why a bunch of us give up so much in life so quickly. But suppose I told you the greatest pain of my life is the reason I'm standing here today. See, sometimes we think the pain is what controls us. It's actually our subconscious mind that if we ever tapped into that, that's what dictates most of our lives. If you don't control pain, it'll control you.
What is it that will make it worth it for you? To face the rejections, to brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this. What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I got some more stuff in me? What is it that will make it worth it for you to make know your vitamin, that you become empowered by it? What is it that will make it for you when you want to give up and things are working against you? What is it that will help you get back up again?
When everything is relaxed and peaceful. Yes, we know what we want to be. We know the person we want to become, right? It's very easy to calculate it in that rhyme to reason when nothing's on the line. But as soon as the heart starts to race, or the bill and the pressure of the lifestyle, the wife, the family, or the job, all of a sudden, oh, we start to settle.
I don't want to be that person that's great when everything is going all good, but when something goes wrong, they flee and they want nothing to do with it. I want to be that person that's going to show up rain, sleet, or snow, and they're going to give you everything they got. You got to take my life before you take my drive. I'm talking concrete commitment. I'm talking a commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because character is not something we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight it. We got to build it. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of failures, we got to get up every single day and we got to fight for peace. We got to fight for happiness. We got to fight for joy.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't be a victim. Don't take the easy path. Don't squander this life. Instead, live with fortitude.
There's times where you think, is there anything that can justify as to why I'm always going through something hard? Sometimes nothing ever makes sense that you're going through. I'm going through hurt, I'm going through pain, there's death in my family, there's sickness everywhere. But I tell you what, you can't throw in the towel. It just means it's time for you to fight harder. It's time for you to stand tall, lift your head to the sky and say, I will overcome this. I will fight back. There's always something good that can come from bad.
We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it, it's hard. And you are the determining factor. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it.
If people ask you, say, how are you doing? Even if you're having some difficult times, say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Because anytime you wake up and you don't have a white chalk outline around your body, it's a great day. And so I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, it's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option, and when life knocks you down, jump back up and say, it's not over until I win.
What does the $500,000 a year person do that $50,000 a year person doesn't do? He pays the price and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He bleeds and a little bit more. He makes money and a little bit more. He saves money and a little bit more. If you want to win in business, you got to be tough and you can't quit. Somebody's going to win, you or him. And the person that wins is going to want it the most. This business is nothing but an attitude business.
It's your attitude about you. It's your attitude about life. You go out there this week and you just think you're supposed to be somebody, you're going to do something big, and you go out there and you work hard and you prepare well and you get up mentally and you go out there and you leave it all on the field and you just have a feeling that dadgummit, this is our time, we going to do it. You got a chance to win. Life gives you what you'll fight for. Life don't give you what you want. Life don't give you what you'd love to have. Everybody would love to be successful, right? Everybody wants success. They want financial independence. Life gives you what you will excel. If you want to win, you got to show up and demand for yourself success and fulfillment and happiness. I believe desire and determination is everything. It ain't talent. It ain't brains. It ain't education. It's desire and determination. You've got to have a will to win. You've got to have a hunger to be somebody. This is your life. This is your legacy. This is who you are. You're writing your history right now.
We got to get to work, man. We got to get to work because we live in a day and a time where we have every f***ing opportunity to be our best self.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
You can have a new year, but it don't mean Jack Diddley if you don't have a new mind.
No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Only you can f***ing help you.
Wake yourself up. If you want a new year and a new life, you don't need to start on January 1st. Start today. Right now. What do I really want in depth? What are the rituals that will get me there? And then get yourself to start a few of those actions and lock them in place. If you make the changes in yourself, you're going to be proud this year, and no amount of money or accolades from other people can mirror the feeling of being proud of knowing you've taken back control of your life. Everything in life is always changing. We don't have to work on change. Change is automatic, but progress is not. So if you want to make real progress, you got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out. When you resolve, this is how it's going to be, that's when you cut off any possibility except the thing you've committed to. If you want to take the island, you burn the boats. Because when you burn those boats, there's no going back. You're going to find a way to make things work.
You got to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you got to suck it the f*** up and do it.
Time is running out.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace.
Pick up the pace. You walking too slow. Pick up the pace. You moving too slow. Pick up the pace.
There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it fast.
For some of you, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become convinced, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better, is the day you die.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, if you truly want to lose 50, 100, 200, 500 f***ing pounds, be about it today.
You master the present. And when you get to the point where you start winning the day, then you start winning a week, and then you start winning a month, and then you start winning a year. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you, because you got it.
I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it, come hell. My destiny. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut. I don't care whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. There's something down inside of you that's still kicking inside of you that wants to get out and it wants to live. There's something that you could do, that you could think in your life that would radically change your life. Somebody could take the hand you've been dealt and win with it. Same circumstances, same ideas. They would do it through what they thought about your life. But we don't need somebody, because we got you. You're the one. You are the one.
You're going to have a lot of things come against you. You're going to have people that tell you to stop. You're gonna have challenges that tell you to stop. And you're gonna feel like giving up every damn day, because you'll feel like life is beating you over and over.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures. The highs I've experienced, they were only possible by how I bounced back from the lows. From those moments when I wondered if it was worth it, or if I was wasting my time, or if I was good enough.
People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen, to go through that. People used to laugh at me in Detroit when I was sleeping on the floor of my office in the Penobscot building. It was rough, ladies and gentlemen. It was not easy. When I was laying on the floor looking out of the window, when I was questioning myself, Les, can you do this? I was questioning myself.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at the people in your life. Who do you have yourself surrounded with? It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the energy drainers out of your life, the dream busters. Get them out of your life. They will deplete your energy. They're going to laugh at you.
You got to stop looking to others for support and look inside yourself.
The lion in you never retreats. Imagine us taking the lion approach to life. I ain't backing up. A lion don't walk backwards for nothing.
You got to tell yourself, I can do this.
You're more powerful than you realize. You're stronger than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You're more capable than you can possibly imagine.
it was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here, to enjoy the level of success. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
We can be active participants in our being here, or we can be victims. Before anything can take place, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can be this.
And this is when your mind has to change. You got to start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world. You got to start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem.
The hardest thing in the world is to believe in you, to believe you're special, to believe you're different, to believe you're supposed to be somebody. The hardest thing in the world is, in spite of all your fears, all your worries, all your doubt, all your feelings of inadequacy, is to believe in yourself one more time, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time.
Anybody can believe when the struggle is over. But I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of the struggle and you still believe. I know you're tired. I know your arms are aching. I know your mind is frustrated. I know you feel like it's not fair. I know you feel like throwing up your hand, and you're depressed, and you lost loved ones, and you've been through heartaches, and it's not the best time in your life. All hell might be breaking loose in your life, but tell them I can do it. If it don't happen, I can do it. If you don't love me, I can do it. If you don't want me, I can do it. If you leave me, I can do it. If you betray me, I can do it.
You gotta talk to yourself. Sometimes healing takes place first in the spirit.
You gotta tell yourself, I can do this. I got what it takes. I will not be defeated.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believe that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that.
So you've got to decide. You've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. It's necessary that I do this. You've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit that I can find a solution. I'm not through yet. I've got some purpose that I've got to fulfill. I've got some work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And it's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up with inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you get busy, you start doing research and asking questions, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start. So wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts.
Your belief must be so strong that when people doubt you, ridicule you, and come against you, it's nothing but a minor inconvenience.
You've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit. Greater is he that is in you than what's out here in this world.
When you're going through hell and everything is going against you, the easiest thing in the world to do is to start thinking negative.
The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And that's what causes many of us to give up the experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. This world will try and beat you down. So you've got to begin to guard your mind against negative programming. Like, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. It turns your power down. You've got to be conscious of that. Just try this. Just experiment with yourself. But start filtering the stuff you allow to come in your mind. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed, because human beings are goal-oriented.
Every time you hear that voice in your head telling you, we can't do this, this is too hard, this is too painful, this isn't worth it, you gotta tell it to shut up. That voice is a liar. Don't allow that negative voice to overpower you. You block that out. It doesn't take any energy, any drive to stay down there on a low level, but it takes everything in you to pull yourself up, to tell yourself, this is temporary. I can get through this. I'm better than this. I'm bolder than this. I'm stronger than this. This will not break me.
When you know that whatever you're seeking, it's also seeking you, you don't worry. You don't run scared. You don't think somebody's going to take it from you. You listen to your inner voice, and you always take the high road. There will be the tendency, the natural inclination to take the low road. You must resist that.
Now is the time to take control. You focus on your strengths. You focus on your abilities. Unquestionably, trust yourself. Take the leap of faith and believe that everything's going to be all right.
Anybody can hate. Anybody can be revengeful. Some people rather get revenge than get ahead in life. Anybody can do that. Anybody can hold a grudge. Doesn't take any greatness on that. Don't need any motivation and encouragement to hold a grudge. Have some resentment in your heart and some bitterness. But the real challenge about growth and moving into your greatness is to continue to be positive when hard times and obstacles run up against you, and not allow that default negative mind to take over.
So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. In short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tight when you really are not tight. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. Turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. People are going to think you're crazy, but that's okay. You're not trying to be like them. You're cut from a different cloth. You deserve to be a winner, and winners don't think about losses. They don't focus on what could happen. They concentrate on the possibilities of winning.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. If there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
I brought a message for somebody who's been going through the fire and wondered in their own mind, how long? Why are things like they are? Some of you have been through enough stress that you should have lost your mind. Don't think it's strange when things happen to you, because the truth of the matter is, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will go through a time where your faith must stand trial. If we can just stand, for every trial there's going to be a glory. And if you just stand, I know it's hard on you, but if you just stand, even up under this pressure you're going through, if you just stand, when you get to the right place, you're going to look back over your shoulder and you're going to see a miracle.
You will never know that you have faith until you're in a good fight. Real faith is proven in the furnace of affliction. In the time of adversity, you're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can go through more than you think you can. Be strong and very courageous. You got to have inner strength for this fight. It's not your outer strength. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. So you got to have that gut strength and belly strength, that devil-defined come hell or high water strength, that tenacity to take a licking and keep on ticking, that inner strength that when I can't do as I would, I'm going to do as I can, but I'm not going to stop doing to the best of my ability. You just got to grit your teeth, calm your resolve, and say, devil come hell or high water, I'm coming out of this. It may not look like I'm coming out. It may not sound like I'm coming out. My situation.
situation may not reflect that I'm coming out, but I'm coming out of this.
Once you start questioning yourself, you're already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me.
If you're gonna be successful in this game, you gotta have a dog within you. You gotta know it's a dog fight, and you gotta go get that fight. Life ain't gonna be easy. Ain't nobody gonna hand you nothing.
And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. And so now I couldn't quit even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing.
I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know that before it's over, I'm coming out of this. There may have to be a sequel. This can't be the end of the movie. I have got to come out of this. This may be a commercial, but it's not over. Expect me to come back. Expect me to come back. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know what I have to go through, but expect me to come back. I might look bad today, but expect me to come back. I may be crying right now, but expect me to come back. I may be broke, busted, and disgusted, but expect me to come back.
Did you know that less than 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary with the days on this planet, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind and disciplining yourself.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices. And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The cause of laziness is a craving for comfort. It's wanting comfort. Ultimately, your problem is not laziness. It's the worship of comfort which produces laziness. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. It's believing this lie that if it doesn't come completely natural to me, if it's not easy, then I shouldn't have to do it, or maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You can become godly through discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor the grind.
If it don't scare me, I don't want to do it. If it ain't edgy and half crazy, I'm not interested in it. But if it's something I can't pull off by myself, and I gotta stay up at night and I gotta pray my way through it, then I'm ready to do it.
Because nothing great comes without struggle.
Excellence requires discomfort.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in.
And what I'm telling you is the battle never changes. Every day, you have to get self-control.
You will have to think and find creative ways to make the next move happen. Your next move is in between your ears. When your head shifts, your life is going to shift.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want to materialize
in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time. So today, I want you to pick up that weapon that is your mind and begin to point it at the things you want.
Becoming successful is a situation of developing discipline, persistence, patience, grit, character traits that you don't just get. You are not fucking born with. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to fucking do.
So often, we want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics for the reason we're kind of fat. We got all these problems. But might I suggest, the problem is the pattern of your response. But you can't change the product if you don't change the pattern. You can't change the way your career's going if you don't start changing your work ethic and your work habits and your interrelations. You can't change your wisdom unless you change your input. Just the problem is the pattern.
Whatever's going on is your fault. It is your fault. Accept that, own it, and then deal with it.
If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary with the days on this planet, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind and disciplining yourself.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices. And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The cause of laziness is a craving for comfort. It's wanting comfort. Ultimately, your problem is not laziness. It's the worship of comfort which produces laziness. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. It's believing this lie that if it doesn't come completely natural to me, if it's not easy, then I shouldn't have to do it, or maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You can become godly through discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor the grind.
If it don't scare me, I don't want to do it. If it ain't edgy and half crazy, I'm not interested in it. But if it's something I can't pull off by myself, and I gotta stay up at night, I gotta pray my way through it, then I'm ready to do it.
Because nothing great comes without struggle.
Excellence requires discomfort.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in.
And what I'm telling you is the battle never changes. Every day, you have to get self-control.
You will have to think and find creative ways to make the next move happen. Your next move is in between your ears. When your head shifts, your life is going to shift.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want want to materialize in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time. So today, I want you to pick up that weapon that is your mind and begin to point it at the things you want.
Becoming successful is a situation of developing discipline, persistence, patience, grit, character traits that you don't just get. You are not fucking born with. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to fucking do.
So often, we want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics for the reason we're kind of fat. We got all these problems. But might I suggest,
the problem is the pattern of your response.
But you can't change the product if you don't change the pattern. You can't change the way your career's going if you don't start changing your work ethic and your work habits and your interrelationships. You can't change your wisdom unless you change your input. Just the problem is the pattern.
Whatever's going on is your fault. It's your fault. Accept that, own it, and then deal with it.
Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're gonna quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they wanna keep going to get to go. Because you're gonna wake up most days and not feel like it. You're gonna wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're gonna wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle. I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to do this. Or I'll let me wait 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that shit with me. For decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this shit with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that question. Max it out.
And then go get some.
People who win f***ing douche and people who lose talk sh-. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then f***ing do them. That's reality. That's the sh** nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That f***ing hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
You have no business being average, but now you've justified it. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you'll exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average. I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. But I have not exhausted all my time. I've not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap, and the gap is called execution. If you want to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole other level.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular sh. It means doing the sh that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You got to make them go your way. You think things are going to just happen for you? Well, they're not just going to happen for you. You got to make them happen.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.